The kingdom of ice lay sprawled beneath a vast sky, its frozen expanse shimmering like a sea of diamonds under the pale light of the sun. Clara stood at the edge of a snow-covered hill, her breath visible in the frigid air as she gazed out over the landscape. Towering glaciers framed the horizon, their jagged peaks piercing the sky, while the frozen lakes below reflected the ethereal glow of the northern lights. Yet, amidst the breathtaking beauty, a chill settled deep within her chest, mirroring the icy world around her. Her impending union with Torin loomed like a storm cloud on the horizon, filling her heart with both desire and dread. The alpha of their clan, Torin was a figure of strength and regality, his presence commanding respect from all who crossed his path. But Clara knew that behind his powerful exterior lay a heart encased in ice, hardened by a vow that bound him as tightly as the frost clung to the trees. She turned away from the view, her thoughts swirling like the snowflakes that danced in the wind. "Clara," a voice called from behind, breaking her reverie. It was Lila, her closest friend, bundled in layers of fur that made her appear more like an oversized creature than a person. "You'll catch your death standing out here. Come inside before you freeze." Clara forced a smile, though the weight of her feelings pressed heavily upon her. "I'm coming, Lila. Just needed a moment to think." Lila's brow furrowed, concern etching her features. "You're always thinking, Clara. You need to stop worrying about what the future holds. It's not like you can change what's to come." "I wish it were that simple," Clara replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "It's just Torin. He's so distant, so cold. I don't know if I can bear it." Lila stepped closer, her eyes narrowing. "You love him, don't you? You have to believe that love can thaw even the iciest of hearts." "Love," Clara echoed, a bitter laugh escaping her lips. "I fear it might just trap me in a cage of frost. What if I can't reach him, Lila? What if I'm doomed to live by his side, forever feeling the chill?" "Then find a way to break through. You're stronger than you think, Clara. You have to try." With a final encouraging smile, Lila turned and headed back toward the warmth of their home, leaving Clara standing alone, her heart a tumult of hope and fear. As evening descended upon the kingdom, the air grew crisp, and the glow of lanterns illuminated the path to the ceremonial gathering. Clara's heart raced as she entered the grand hall, where the chieftains and their families had gathered to celebrate the union of their clans. The atmosphere buzzed with excitement, but Clara felt a knot tighten in her stomach. The moment she had been anticipating was now upon her, and the reality of it felt suffocating. Torin stood at the center of the hall, a vision of regal elegance. His dark hair framed his chiseled jaw, and his piercing blue eyes seemed to hold the weight of the world within them. Yet, despite his striking appearance, there was an undeniable distance in his demeanor, a frosty barrier that Clara felt acutely. As their eyes met across the crowded hall, something sparked between them, a brief flicker of warmth amidst the chill. Torin's lips twitched into a ghost of a smile, but it was gone as quickly as it appeared, replaced by the stoic mask he wore so well. Clara's heart raced, a blend of yearning and confusion swirling within her. "Torin," she called softly, making her way through the throng of people. She could feel the weight of the room's attention, their whispers swirling around her like a winter tempest. "Clara," he replied, his voice smooth yet distant, as if he were speaking through a veil of ice. He extended a hand toward her, but the warmth she craved was absent. "You look beautiful tonight." "Thank you," she said, trying to ignore the way his words felt like a winter breeze, cold and fleeting. "Are you ready for this?" He hesitated, his gaze slipping away from hers. "I must be. The clan expects it of me. It is my duty." Clara swallowed hard, the truth of his words striking her like a blow. "But what about us, Torin? What about what we feel?" "The vow I made," he began, his voice rough like gravel. "It is not something I can simply set aside. My loyalty lies with my clan, and I cannot let personal feelings interfere with what must be done." "Your loyalty?" Clara's voice wavered, a mix of frustration and desperation. "What about my feelings? What about your feelings? I can't help but feel that I'm just a pawn in this game, destined to be second to your vow." Torin's expression hardened, and for a moment, Clara thought she saw a flicker of something softer in his eyes, a hint of the warmth she so desperately sought. But just as quickly it was gone, replaced by the familiar frost. "You don't understand, Clara. This isn't just about us. There are consequences to breaking a vow like mine. Then help me understand, she implored, stepping closer, her heart pounding in her chest. I don't want to be trapped in this cold world. I want to fight for what we could have. Torin's gaze fell to the ground, the weight of his burden evident in the tense lines of his shoulders. You cannot fight against fate, Clara. It is a force stronger than any one of us. Fate. Clara scoffed, anger bubbling beneath her skin. What if I refuse to accept it? What if I want to be more than just a promise? Then you are asking for heartbreak, he replied, his voice low and laced with sorrow. I will not let you suffer because of me. Clara stepped back, the distance between them feeling insurmountable. You've already made me suffer, Torin. The coldness, the distance, it's unbearable. I cannot change who I am, he said, his voice barely above a whisper. And you deserve warmth, not the chill that surrounds me. With that, Torin turned away, leaving Clara standing in the midst of the gathering, the vibrant celebration now feeling like a distant echo. Her heart raced as she watched him retreat into the shadows, the weight of his vow pressing heavily on her chest. The icy landscape of their kingdom reflected the turmoil within her, and as the laughter and music echoed around her, Clara felt more alone than ever. She had to find a way to thaw the ice encasing Torin's heart, or risk being trapped in a love that could never truly be. The thought of losing him, of being left with nothing but the chill of an unfulfilled promise, filled her with a sense of urgency. Clara took a deep breath, steeling herself for the challenges ahead, determined to uncover the truth behind Torin's vow and the power of love that could melt even the coldest of hearts. Clara stood at the edge of the frozen lake, the glimmering surface stretching out before her like a vast crystalline mirror reflecting the pale light of the sun. The chill in the air was sharp against her cheeks, but it was not the cold that sent shivers down her spine. It was the weight of her emotions, tangled and conflicting. She had come here to escape the suffocating expectations of her impending bond with Torin, the alpha whose frosted vow had become a barrier between them. As she laced up her skates, her heart raced with a mix of anticipation and dread. Just breathe, she whispered to herself, pushing off from the bank and gliding onto the ice. The sound of her skates slicing through the surface echoed in the stillness, a momentary distraction from the turmoil within. Clara felt a fleeting sense of freedom as she spun and twirled, the wind whipping through her hair. Yet with each graceful movement, the thought of Torin lingered at the back of her mind, a reminder of the promise that bound him and the ice that encased his heart. Suddenly, a shadow crossed her path, a figure materializing from the trees that bordered the lake. Clara skidded to a halt, her heart racing as she recognized the mysterious silhouette, a tall woman cloaked in furs, her face partially obscured by a hood. The air around her crackled with an otherworldly energy, and Clara felt a shiver that had nothing to do with the cold. Who are you? Clara called out, her voice steady despite the unease curling in her stomach. The woman stepped closer, her eyes glinting like shards of ice. I am Elara, a seer of this land, she said, her voice smooth and melodic, wrapping around Clara like a warm blanket in the frigid air. I have come to warn you, child. Warn me. Clara echoed, her brows knitting together as she took a cautious step back. What do you mean? Elara gestured for Clara to join her at the edge of the lake, where the ice beneath them seemed to shimmer with an unnatural light. The bond you are forming with Torin is not as simple as it appears. His vow is a prison, a curse that binds not only him but also the fate of this kingdom. Clara's heart sank at the implications. A curse? But I thought he was doing this to protect his clan, she stammered, confusion swirling in her mind. Isn't that noble? Noble, yes, but at what cost? Elara's gaze bore into Clara's, her intensity palpable. There is a prophecy, one that speaks of a love strong enough to break the chains of ice that bind his heart. You must understand, child, that your warmth is the key, but it requires great courage to unlock it. What do you mean? Clara asked, her mind racing. How can I possibly help him? Elara reached out, her hand hovering just above Clara's. You must confront him, challenge him to face the truth of his vow. Fear has kept him anchored in this coldness, and only through vulnerability can he be freed. Clara felt her breath catch in her throat. The weight of the seer's words sank deep into her heart, igniting a flicker of determination. I will find a way, she said, her voice firm. I won't let his fear keep us apart. With that, Elara nodded, a satisfied smile gracing her lips. Then seek the village elder. He holds the knowledge you need. But be warned, the path is fraught with danger and time is not on your side. As the seer faded back into the shadows of the trees, Clara felt a newfound sense of purpose swell within her. She skated back to the shore, her mind racing with possibilities and the aching need to understand the truth behind Torin's vow. Later that day, Clara made her way to the village elder's hut, a humble structure adorned with intricate carvings that told the stories of generations past. The air was thick with the scent of burning sage, and the flickering light from the fireplace cast dancing shadows on the walls. Clara knocked gently, her heart pounding in anticipation. "Enter," a gravelly voice called from within. Clara pushed the door open, stepping into the warmth of the room. The elder, a wise man with a long white beard and piercing blue eyes, sat hunched over a table covered in scrolls and trinkets. He looked up, a glimmer of recognition flashing across his face. "Ah, Clara," he said, his voice softening. "What brings you here?" "I need to know about Torin's vow," Clara replied, urgency lacing her words. "I met a seer who told me there's a prophecy about breaking the curse that binds him." The elder's expression shifted, a mixture of sadness and understanding crossing his features. "The young alpha carries a heavy burden. His vow was made in a time of great peril, to protect his clan from an ancient evil that sought to consume our land." "What evil?" Claire inquired, leaning forward. "And how does this curse relate to love?" "The evil is tied to an ancient spirit of ice, a being that feeds on fear and sorrow. Torin's vow was a pact to keep that spirit at bay. The prophecy speaks of a love capable of melting ice and thawing hearts, but it requires the individual to confront their deepest fears," the elder explained, his gaze steady and knowing. Clara felt the weight of his words settle over her like a heavy cloak. "But how can I help him? I don't want to lose him to this curse." "The answer lies within you, Clara. You must be willing to challenge him, to show him that love is stronger than fear. Only then can his heart be freed," the elder said, his voice steady and encouraging. Clara nodded, a mix of determination and fear coursing through her veins. She knew what she had to do. She had to confront Torin, to break through the ice that encased him and to reveal the warmth that lay beneath. As she left the elder's hut, her resolve solidified. She would not shy away from this challenge, no matter how daunting it seemed. That evening, Clara found herself standing before Torin's door, her heart racing with anticipation and anxiety. The fire crackled softly in the hearth, casting a warm glow in the dimly lit room. She knocked softly, her pulse quickening as she waited for his response. "Come in," Torin's deep voice called. Clara stepped inside, her breath hitching at the sight of him. He stood tall and imposing, his chiseled features illuminated by the firelight. But there was a heaviness in his expression, a shadow that clouded his blue eyes. "Clara," he said, surprise flickering across his face. "What brings you here at this hour?" "I need to talk to you, Torin," she said, her voice steady despite the storm of emotions raging within her. "I've learned something about your vow, and I think we need to confront it together." Torin's expression shifted, a guarded look settling over his features. "I don't want to burden you with my problems. It's better if you stay away from this." Clara felt her heart ache at his words, the familiar chill creeping back in. "But it's not just your burden, Torin. It affects both of us. I want to understand and I want to help you." He stepped closer, the distance between them charged with tension. "You don't know what you're asking for, Clara. My vow is a matter of life and death, not only for me but for my clan. You shouldn't involve yourself in this." "But I care about you," Clara exclaimed, her voice rising with emotion. "I can't just stand by and watch you suffer. You're not alone in this, and I refuse to let fear dictate our fate." Torin's gaze softened momentarily, but he quickly masked it with resolve. "You don't understand the darkness that lies within. I can't let you be a part of it." "Then let me help you face it," Clara pressed, stepping closer. "You have to confront the truth of your promise, the fear that keeps you anchored in this coldness. You can't shut me out, Torin. I won't let you." The air between them crackled with tension, a storm brewing as emotions surged. Torin's icy facade began to crack, and Clara could see the turmoil swirling within him. It was a battle of wills, a clash of fear and desire that threatened to consume them both. "Clara," he said, his voice low and strained, "you don't know what you're asking of me. If I let you in, I risk everything. I can't lose you. Clara took a deep breath, her heart pounding in her chest. You won't lose me, Torin. I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. But you have to trust me. You have to face this together. In that moment, she saw a flicker of hope in his eyes, a glimmer that suggested perhaps, just perhaps, he was willing to break through the ice. The tension between them pulsed, a promise of what could be if only they could navigate the storm raging within their hearts. The wind howled through the trees as Clara and Torin trudged deeper into the icy kingdom, the swirling snowflakes around them blurring the world into shades of white and gray. The snowstorm had come upon them suddenly, its fury relentless as it wrapped the landscape in a blanket of white chaos. Clara's heart raced not only from the cold but from the proximity of Torin, the alpha whose heart seemed as frozen as the land they traversed. Clara, we need to find shelter. Torin's voice broke through the howling wind, firm yet laced with urgency. His blue eyes, usually a stark contrast to the world around them, were now almost lost in the storm, but a flicker of concern shone through. Clara nodded, gripping her cloak tighter around her body as she followed him, her mind racing with thoughts of their last conversation. As they stumbled upon a small cave, Torin scanned the entrance, ensuring it was safe before ushering Clara inside. The cave was dark, its walls damp and cool, but it offered a reprieve from the biting wind. Torin's tall frame blocked the entrance, shielding Clara from the worst of the raging storm outside. The moment they stepped inside, a sense of vulnerability washed over Clara, the intimacy of the small space igniting an awareness of the man beside her. "Are you all right?" Torin asked, concern etched on his face. Clara could see the tension in his jaw, the way his hands flexed at his sides. There was an uncharacteristic softness in his gaze, a fleeting moment where his icy demeanor cracked. "I'm fine," Clara replied, trying to sound braver than she felt. "What about you?" Torin shrugged, his eyes scanning the cave's interior. "I'll manage." His voice was steady, but Clara could sense the weight of his promise hanging heavily in the air between them. They stood in silence, the wind howling outside, the sound echoing eerily against the cave walls. Clara could feel the heat radiating from Torin, a stark contrast to the chill surrounding them. She took a cautious step closer, her heart pounding as she crossed the invisible line that separated them. "Torin," she began, her voice barely above a whisper. "We need to talk about your vow. About what it means for us." He turned to her, the intensity of his gaze making her breath hitch. "Now is not the time, Clara. We need to focus on what? Surviving another day in this icy prison." Clara interrupted, frustration bubbling within her. "You can't keep running away from this. From us." Torin's expression hardened, the usual frost returning to his features. "You don't understand. My vow is not just a promise, it's my duty. It binds me to my clan, to my people. It's not something I can simply cast aside." Clara stepped closer, her heart aching for him. "But what about what we could have? What we could be together?" In that moment, the air shifted between them, a crackling energy igniting the space. Torin's gaze softened for a heartbeat, a flicker of longing flashing in his eyes before he stepped back, distancing himself. "We can't afford to think about that now. Not in this storm. It's too dangerous." "Dangerous?" Clara echoed, a mix of anger and desperation spilling over. "Isn't it dangerous to deny what we feel? To keep pretending you're not trapped by your own fears?" Torin's jaw clenched, and for a moment, Clara thought he might argue further. But instead, he took a deep breath, and she saw the turmoil within him. "I don't want to hurt you, Clara. That's the last thing I want. My vow, it's a curse that keeps me from being the man you deserve." Clara felt her heart break at his words, but before she could respond, a gust of wind howled through the cave entrance, bringing with it a flurry of snowflakes that danced around them. Torin instinctively stepped closer to shield her from the cold, and in that moment their eyes locked. The air thickened with unspoken words, their breaths mingling in the small space as the storm raged on outside. Without thinking, Clara reached out, her fingers brushing against his. The contact sent electric sparks through her, and in an instant the barriers between them began to dissolve. Torin hesitated, his eyes searching hers, and Clara could see the battle within him, the desire to pull her close warring with the fear that held him captive. "Torin," she breathed, stepping even closer, her heart racing. "Please." It was a simple plea, but but it held all the weight of her emotions, her struggles, and her hopes. The world outside faded away as they stood there, two souls caught in a storm, longing for warmth amidst the cold. And then, without another word, Torin closed the distance between them, cupping her face in his hands. His lips crashed against hers, igniting a fire that melted the ice that had encased them both. The kiss was fierce and passionate, a desperate connection that spoke of everything left unsaid between them. Clara melted into him, her fears dissolving as she surrendered to the moment. When they finally broke apart, both gasping for breath, Clara could see the flicker of warmth in Torin's eyes, a stark contrast to the ice that had surrounded them. But as quickly as it came, the warmth began to fade, replaced once more by the cold resolve that had defined him for so long. "We shouldn't have done that," he whispered, stepping back as if the heat of the moment had burned him. "Why not?" Clara demanded, her heart pounding in her chest. "Why do you keep pushing me away?" "I can help you, Torin." "It's not that simple," he replied, running a hand through his hair in frustration. "This vow, it's a weight I carry for my clan. I can't let my feelings for you jeopardize everything I've worked for." Clara felt her heart sink as she realized the depth of his struggle. "But what about us? What about our connection?" Torin's expression hardened once more, the icy mask slipping back into place. "You don't understand the consequences, Clara. If I let myself love you, it could destroy everything. I cannot allow that." The words stung, and Clara felt tears prick her eyes. "So you'd rather push me away than risk losing everything? You'd rather stay trapped in this vow than embrace the love we share?" Torin's gaze softened, but he shook his head. "You don't know what you're asking of me. I can't take that chance." "Then what's the point of this?" Clara cried, frustration boiling over. "What's the point of pretending we don't feel anything when it's clear we do?" Silence enveloped them as the storm continued to rage outside, the chaos mirroring the tempest within. Torin turned away, staring out into the blizzard, his shoulders tense. Clara felt the distance between them grow, the warmth of their earlier kiss fading into the cold, hard reality of their situation. "I have to leave," Torin said finally, his voice low and heavy. "I can't stay here, not when I know I'm putting you at risk."
"Torin, please," Clara pleaded, desperation clawing at her throat.
"Don't go. Not like this." But he was already stepping back, his form silhouetted against the storm outside. "I have to protect you, even if it means hurting you now." And with that, he turned and disappeared into the swirling snow, leaving Clara alone in the dark, damp cave, her heart shattering into a thousand pieces. The howling wind outside echoed her despair, a chilling reminder of the icy walls that surrounded not only their kingdom but also the heart of the man she loved. Clara's heart raced as she followed Torin through the dense woods, the biting cold nipping at her cheeks. The trees, heavy with snow, loomed like silent sentinels, their branches stretching out as if trying to protect the secrets they guarded. She could see Torin ahead, his broad shoulders tense and his movements sharp, as if every step carried the weight of the world. She knew he was haunted by the vow that bound him, but Clara was determined to show him that love could conquer fear.
"Torin, wait," she called out, her voice echoing in the stillness.
He paused, turning slightly but not fully, his frosty demeanor a stark contrast to the warmth she felt surging within her.
"I need to keep moving, Clara. It's not safe here," he replied, his voice low and unyielding.
"Not safe? Or are you just afraid of what lies ahead?"
Clara pressed, stepping closer. The distance between them was palpable, like a chasm filled with ice.
"You can't keep running from your fears. You have to face them."
Torin sighed heavily, the sound almost lost in the whispering wind.
"You don't understand. It's not just about me. There are greater forces at play. My vow,
your vow is a chain, Torin.
It doesn't define you."
Clara interrupted, stepping even closer until she could see the conflict in his eyes.
"We can face this together. I won't let you go through this alone."
As if her words had summoned the chill of the air around them, Torin turned away, his frustration palpable.
"You think it's that simple? Love doesn't break curses. Complicates them. You're in danger just by being here."
"I can handle danger," she insisted, a fierce determination igniting her spirit. "But I can't stand by and watch you imprison yourself. There's something brewing among the clans, isn't there? You can't hide the truth forever."
He finally turned to her, his icy blue gaze piercing through her resolve.
"You're right. There's a conspiracy. The rival clans are restless and they would exploit my vow to weaken our clan. They will not stop until they have what they want. What do they want? Clara asked, her heart pounding in her chest. The weight of the knowledge she sought only deepened her resolve. Control, Torin replied, his voice low and tense. Power over the kingdom. They believe that if they can expose my vow, they can dismantle my clan from within. Clara's mind raced. Then we need to confront this, Torin. We need to stand together and show them that we won't be broken. We can rally the loyal clans. We can, they will never trust you, Torin interrupted, his tone harsh. You're an outsider, Clara. You don't know the way things work here. Maybe I'm an outsider, but I'm not going to sit back and let fear dictate our future, she shot back, her heart pounding with a mix of fear and determination. I care about you, Torin. I want to help. For a moment, he seemed taken aback by her fierce declaration, his expression softening just a fraction. You care too much. It's going to get you hurt. Then let me be hurt. I'd rather feel pain than watch you suffer in silence, Clara replied, her voice a mixture of defiance and sincerity. We can't let their fear control us. We must act. Torin's eyes flickered with a mix of admiration and frustration. You're brave, Clara. But bravery doesn't always lead to victory. Sometimes it leads to ruin. Then let it lead to ruin together, she said, her voice unwavering. I'm not going to abandon you. Not now, not ever. Silence fell between them, the weight of her words hanging in the air like an unbroken spell. Torin's gaze softened, and for a fleeting moment, Clara thought she saw the warmth behind his icy facade. But just as quickly he hardened again, the shadows of his responsibilities closing around him. Come, he said, his voice resolute. We need to return before they notice we're gone. They walked side by side, the tension still crackling in the air around them. Clara's heart raced, not from the cold but from the uncertainty of what lay ahead. She could feel the danger looming, the threat of rival clans whispering in the shadows. But she also felt the stirrings of something deeper, something that could either bind them or tear them apart. As they neared a clearing, Clara's instincts heightened. The atmosphere shifted, an unseen tension thickening the air. She caught the faint sound of voices, low and conspiratorial. Torin hesitated, his body tensing as he pulled Clara behind a snow-laden tree. The shadows of figures emerged, their silhouettes stark against the glimmering white landscape. Do you think the Alpha will keep his promise? A voice sneered, dripping with contempt. He's a fool to think he can hold on to power with that vow, another voice replied, a hint of malice lacing their tone. Once we expose him, we'll take what's rightfully ours. Claire's heart sank. She glanced at Torin, who was rigid beside her, his jaw clenched. We need to move, he whispered, his voice barely above a breath. Wait, Clara urged, pulling him back slightly. We can't just walk away. We have to know what they're planning. Torin's eyes narrowed, a mixture of anger and concern. And what if they see us? We can't risk being discovered. But Clara stood firm. I won't let fear dictate our actions, Torin. Let's listen. Reluctantly, he nodded, and they pressed back against the tree, their breaths held in unison as the figures drew closer. Clara strained to hear every word, her heart pounding in rhythm with the tension in the air. They think they can outsmart us hiding behind that vow, one of the figures spat. But we'll show them. We'll expose the Alpha when the time is right. The clans will turn against him and we will finally take control. Patience, the other replied. Let them think they're safe. We'll strike when they least expect it. Clara's mind raced as she processed the implications. They were plotting against Torin, ready to use his vow as a weapon. Her heart ached at the thought of him being betrayed by those he trusted. We have to warn him, she whispered urgently, turning to Torin. But he held her back, his eyes blazing with a mixture of fear and anger. Not yet, he hissed. We need to gather more information. Clara's resolve hardened. But if we wait too long, it could be too late. We can't let them catch us off guard. Torin's expression softened for a moment, a flicker of vulnerability breaking through his icy facade. I can't bear to see you get hurt. I won't let you be involved in this. I'm already involved, Torin. You can't push me away. Not now, she insisted, her voice resolute. We're in this together. You need to trust me. Before he could respond, one of the conspirators turned, scanning the area. Clara held her breath, heart racing as she ducked further behind the tree. The figure's eyes lingered for a moment before they moved on, oblivious to the two hidden just beyond their grasp. "Let's get out of here," Torin murmured, his voice low and urgent. They slipped from their hiding place, moving quietly through the snow-laden forest. The air felt charged, each step heavy with the weight of their discovery. Clara's mind raced with possibilities, each more dire than the last. She could see the shadows of betrayal looming ahead, threatening to engulf them both. As they emerged from the forest, the open landscape greeted them with a stark beauty, but Clara felt anything but safe. The icy expanse stretched before them, a reminder of the treachery that awaited. "Torin, we need to act now," Clara urged, her eyes searching his for a hint of agreement. "We can't let them use your vow against us. We need to gather the clans we can trust, and we need to do it fast." Torin's gaze turned distant, the weight of his vow once again clouding his eyes. "And what if they turn against us too? What if I can't protect you?" "Then we fight together," she replied, her voice unwavering. "I refuse to let you face this alone." He paused, the storm of emotions swirling in his gaze. Clara could see the flicker of hope beneath the layers of ice, and she took a step closer, reaching for his hand. "Believe in us, Torin. Together we can break through the darkness." For a moment he hesitated, the tension between them thickening like the frost in the air. But then slowly he reached out and grasped her hand, the warmth of his touch igniting a spark within her. "All right," he said, his voice steadier now. "We'll gather our allies and confront this together. But you must promise me, Clara. Promise me you'll stay close. I can't lose you." "I promise," she replied, determination shining in her eyes. "We'll face this together." As they stood hand in hand, the weight of their shared resolve hung in the air, a fragile yet powerful alliance forged in the face of danger. Clara felt the icy grip the moon hung low in the sky, casting a silvery glow over the kingdom of ice. Clara stood at the edge of a frozen lake, her breath visible in the frigid air, each exhale a cloud of warmth dissipating into the chill. She felt a strange mix of trepidation and resolve as she recalled the elder's words about the ancient ritual that could possibly break Torin's vow. The thought of what it might cost weighed heavily upon her heart, and she shivered, not from the cold, but from the uncertainty of the sacrifice that loomed ahead. "Clara." Torin's voice broke through her reverie, deep and rich, yet still tinged with that familiar frost. He approached, his tall figure silhouetted against the luminous white landscape. The way he moved, graceful yet guarded, made her heart race, a mixture of longing and fear swirling within her. "I'm here," she replied, forcing herself to meet his gaze. She could see the tension in his jaw, the way his eyes flickered with emotions he struggled to contain. "What troubles you?" he asked, stepping closer, his breath mingling with hers in the cold night air. Even in his presence, Clara felt the distance created by his vow, an invisible barrier that seemed impenetrable. Clara took a deep breath, steeling herself. "I spoke with the elder today. There's a ritual that could break your vow, Torin, but it requires a sacrifice." The words hung in the air between them, heavy with implication. Torin's expression hardened, ice forming in his features. "A sacrifice? What are you saying, Clara?" His voice was low but edged with the sharpness of a winter wind. "You cannot mean, I'm willing to do whatever it takes," she interrupted, her voice stronger than she felt. "I love you, Torin. I believe our love is strong enough to overcome this curse. But the ritual, it requires something from me." He shook his head, a fierce intensity in his eyes. "No. I will not allow you to put yourself at risk. My vow is my burden to bear, not yours." His tone was protective, but Clara sensed the underlying fear that accompanied his words. "But what if the cost is the only way to free you?" She stepped forward, her heart racing. "What if I can help you? Together we could break the chains of your past. I can be your sacrifice." Torin's eyes widened, the flicker of vulnerability in his gaze making her breath hitch. "You do not understand the depths of this vow, Clara. It binds me to a promise that could bring ruin to us both." Clara took another step closer, her resolve unyielding. "Then let us face it together. I refuse to stand by while you suffer alone. If it means sacrificing my love, then so be it. I would rather take that chance than live in the shadows of your heart." The silence between them thickened, the weight of their shared history and unspoken fears pressing down like the weight of the snow on the trees surrounding them. Torin's expression softened, revealing a hint of the warmth she had glimpsed in fleeting moments. "You are brave, Clara," he finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. "But bravery does not always lead to safety. Then let me choose my own path." Her voice was steady, unwavering. "I want to be the one to help you. I can't just stand by and watch you drown in this icy prison of your own making." Torin's gaze fell to the ground, and Clara could see the struggle within him. The flickering light of the moon reflected the conflict in his heart. "You do not know what you are asking," he said, his tone more somber. "The cost of such a ritual is more than just physical. It will test the very fabric of our souls." Clara reached out, her fingers brushing against his arm. The contact sent a jolt of warmth through her, a stark contrast to the cold that surrounded them. "Then let us face that test together. I believe in us, Torin. I believe that love can break through even the thickest ice." He looked at her then, a storm of emotions battling behind his icy exterior. "You are a force of nature, Clara. I fear for you. And I fear for you too," she admitted, her heart racing. "But we can't keep living like this, caught between duty and desire. We must make a choice." His jaw clenched, and Clara could see the conflict raging within him. "What if we fail? What if this only brings more pain?" Clara took a step back, giving him space to process. "Then we will face that pain together. But if we do nothing, we are already lost." The tension in the air crackled with unspoken promises and hidden fears. Torin finally nodded, albeit reluctantly. "Very well. We will perform the ritual. But I will not let you sacrifice yourself without knowing the full extent of what it entails." Clara felt a rush of relief wash over her, but it was quickly overshadowed by the gravity of their decision. "Thank you, Torin. I promise you I won't let fear dictate my choices." As they turned to leave the lake's edge, a sudden chill swept through the air, sending shivers down Clara's spine. She paused, glancing back over her shoulder as if sensing something lurking just beyond the shadows. "Torin, did you feel that?" He stopped, his body tense, eyes scanning the surroundings. "Something is amiss. We should return to the village." Clara nodded, unease settling in her stomach. They made their way back through the trees, the moonlight illuminating their path, but a sense of foreboding hung in the air, thick as the snow that blanketed the ground. Later that night, as they gathered near the fire in the warmth of Torin's home, the tension from their earlier conversation lingered. Clara's heart raced as she prepared to reveal her plan to perform the ritual, but before she could speak, a shadow flickered at the window. "Torin," she exclaimed, her voice rising in alarm. "Did you see that?" He turned sharply, his instincts on high alert. "Stay back, Clara." But it was too late. The door burst open, and a figure cloaked in dark furs stormed into the room, eyes glinting with malice. "You think you can break the vow so easily?" the intruder sneered, revealing himself as the leader of the rival clan. "You'll pay for your betrayal, Torin. And you, little girl, will learn that love cannot save you." Clara's heart sank as the confrontation unfolded, the weight of betrayal hanging heavily in the air. The rival clan leader stepped forward, a wicked grin spreading across his face. "The ritual you plan to perform will only lead to your doom. I'll ensure it never happens." Torin stepped in front of Clara, a protective stance that ignited a fire within her. "You will not harm her. Whatever your plans, you'll find us ready to fight." The rival leader laughed, a cruel sound that echoed through the room. "Ready to fight? You're a fool, Torin. Your vow binds you, and the girl is nothing but a pawn in this game." Clara's mind raced, the threat looming over them. She glanced at Torin, seeing the fierce determination in his eyes, but also the fear of losing her. They were running out of time, and the promise of their love felt more fragile than ever. "Torin, we need to act fast," Clara urged, her voice steady despite the chaos around them. "We can't let them sabotage the ritual. It's our only chance." Torin nodded, his expression resolute. "Then we prepare. Together." As they braced for the confrontation ahead, Clara felt a surge of courage. She knew that the path they had chosen was fraught with danger, but her heart remained steadfast. They would face whatever came next, not as individuals bound by fear, but as two souls united in love, ready to defy the icy grip of destiny. The night of the ritual arrived with a biting wind that howled through the trees, carrying with it an ominous sense of foreboding. Clara stood at the edge of the clearing, her pulse racing as the tension in the air thickened. Torin's presence beside her was a paradox, a source of warmth amid the encroaching chill of their surroundings. The stakes were higher than ever. The rival clan had been gathering their forces, and Clara could feel the weight of their impending attack heavy in the atmosphere. "Clara," Torin said, his voice low, laced with urgency. "We must be prepared. They'll come for us tonight." His eyes, usually so cold and distant, held a flicker of fear she had never seen before. "They will try to stop the ritual." She nodded, swallowing her own fear. "We can't let them. This ritual is our only chance." Clara felt the resolve building within her, igniting a fire that battled against the frost within her heart. She glanced at the sacred stones arranged in a circle, their surfaces glistening under the moonlight. This was their moment, and she couldn't let it slip away. As they took their positions in the center of the circle, the air crackled with energy. The ancient incantations whispered from Clara's lips hung in the air like a fragile thread, weaving together their hopes and fears. Just as she began to summon the last words of the ritual, a deafening roar shattered the stillness. The rival clan surged into the clearing, their figures cloaked in shadows, eyes glinting with malice. "Stop them," a voice bellowed, and chaos erupted. Clara's heart raced as she drew her dagger, its blade reflecting the light of the moon. She stood shoulder to shoulder with Torin, their resolve solidifying as they faced the oncoming horde. He fought with the ferocity of an alpha, his movements fluid and precise, while Clara matched his energy, her spirit ignited. They were a force to be reckoned with, side by side, as they fought back against their attackers. "Watch your flank," Torin shouted, parrying a blow aimed at Clara. She felt the adrenaline coursing through her veins, invigorating her as she dodged and struck, her heart pounding in rhythm with the battle around them. "I won't let them take you," Clara cried, her voice fierce as she thrust her dagger into an enemy's side. The man crumpled, and she turned to Torin, whose face was set in grim determination. "Together we can do this." His voice cut through the chaos, and Clara felt something shift within her. Their bond was palpable, forged in the heat of battle, and she understood that their love was the true weapon against the darkness threatening to consume them. But just as victory seemed within reach, a shadow detached itself from the chaos, a rival clan leader, his eyes icy with hatred. "You think you can break the curse with mere love?" he sneered, advancing toward them with a menacing grin. "You're a fool, Torin. You're bound by a promise that will never let you go." In that moment, Clara felt a surge of clarity. This fight was not just for their lives. It was for the very essence of their love. She remembered the elder's words, the prophecy that spoke of a love strong enough to break the curse. But it wasn't merely love. It was vulnerability, the courage to confront one's deepest fears and embrace the unknown. "Torin," she said, her voice steady, "it's not about just love. It's about letting go of the fear that binds you. You have to choose to break free." Torin hesitated, his gaze flickering between Clara and the advancing enemy. "I can't risk your life for my freedom," he said, but the conviction in his voice wavered. "Together," Clara shouted, stepping closer to him, her heart pounding with an urgency that transcended the moment. "You have to trust me. Trust us." With a fierce determination, she stepped forward, pushing aside the fear that had gripped her heart. She could feel the chill of the ice around Torin's heart, a prison of his own making. "Let go of your vow, Torin. Embrace the vulnerability. That's the true sacrifice we must make." As if the universe itself responded to her words, a powerful surge of energy erupted around them. The air shimmered, and Clara felt warmth envelop her, filling the void where fear once resided. She reached out, clasping Torin's hand tightly, urging him to let go of the chains that bound him. In that moment, the leader of the rival clan lunged at them, but Clara stood firm, her spirit ignited by the love she felt for Torin. The fear that had once threatened to consume her transformed into a fierce light. "You will not take us," she declared, her voice ringing out like a battle cry. There was a moment of stillness, and then Torin's eyes locked onto Clara's. In that instant, the ice around his heart began to crack. "I choose you," he said, the words tumbling from his lips like an incantation. "I choose freedom." As their hands clasped, a brilliant light erupted from their connection, illuminating the clearing and pushing back the darkness. The energy surged like a wave, washing over them and enveloping the attackers in a blinding brilliance. The rival clan leader stumbled back, his face a mask of disbelief. "No, this can't be," he shouted, but the light consumed him, banishing the darkness that had threatened to extinguish their love. Clara felt the warmth of Torin's heart thawing, the ice melting away as their love surged forth, a powerful force that shattered the chains of his vow. As the last remnants of the rival clan dissipated into the night, Clara and Torin stood together, breathless and illuminated by the remnants of their shared magic. The air around them shimmered with a warmth that had been absent for too long. "Clara, I..." Torin began, his voice trembling with emotion. "You were never truly bound, were you?" she asked, her heart racing. "It was always a prison of your own making." Torin's gaze softened, the frosted veneer of his heart finally melting away. "I was afraid," he admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. "Afraid of losing you, of losing myself. But your love, it's the key I needed." As they embraced, the air around them crackled with energy, the ice that once defined their kingdom beginning to dissolve. The ancient curse that had held them captive for so long faded into the past, replaced by the warmth of their bond. The auroras above danced brilliantly in the sky, reflecting the transformation taking place below. In that moment, Clara understood that their love was not just a force for their salvation. It was a catalyst for change throughout the kingdom. The ice that had once threatened to consume them was melting away, revealing a landscape filled with possibilities, hope, and newfound warmth. "Together we will rebuild," Clara said, her heart swelling with determination. "Together we will create a new beginning for our kingdom." Torin nodded, his eyes shining with promise. "Yes, together." As they stood hand in hand, the first hints of spring emerged in the air. The promise of a new dawn was upon them, one that would transform not only their lives but the entire kingdom, ensuring that love, vulnerable and brave, would always prevail over the coldest of hearts.